Blog Talk Radio.
Back during slavery, when black people like me talked to the slaves, they didn't kill them. They'd send some old house Negro along behind him to undo what he said. You have to read the history of slavery to understand this. There were two kinds of Negroes. There was that old house Negro and the field Negro. Then you had some field Negroes who lived in huts, had nothing to lose. They wore the worst kind of clothes. They ate the worst food. And they caught hell. They felt the sting of the lash. They hated their master. Oh, yes, they did. If the master got sick, they prayed that the master died. If the master's house caught a fire, they prayed for a strong wind to come along. This was the difference between the two. And today you still have house Negroes and field Negroes. Yeah. I'm a field Negro.
This is a song for the field Negro.
The media feeding the masses, junk food for thought, keeping us undisciplined, ignorant, confused, and lost, distracted on matters that serve no importance, telling us for our safety. The safety of these law enforcement is never on, but they forever drawn on our people, free to commit and act evil. Why the many tongues are these politicians speak deceitful? I'm afraid it's all legal in the land of the bald eagle. What they don't see, my heart, and they don't see, amen. Society corrupting their thoughts, so they only seeing this dark skin. That's probably why the police want to stop me when I'm walking. Throw me down to the concrete and put cuffs on my hands. I don't see justice been served. All I see is blood on these curves. So Billy Cops and racial slurs and Rodney King words ain't been heard. Can we all just get along? Now when the government's having our phones, they come in the raid and invade our homes. And watching us on surveillance drones, are all we free? Are all we own? The slaves in a system. The slaves to a system where we easily imprisoned or being a murder victim. The only choices that they gave for the sons of slaves. Y'all don't see it, but these cities are our graves. Run away, huh? Master house is burning. So what? Master house is burning. So what? Master house is burning. We don't need no water, let it burn. Burn. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. Roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let it burn.
I don't wanna hear no more talking about marching. Especially from Jesse, you're Al Sharpton. I'm through with using the tactics of the 60s. I'm ready to get active, now is you with me? They grab your knives and firearms, and let's light these firebombs and take our frustration out on these cities. Okay, someone next Martin with marching ever saw. Nothing but yeah, we peacefully march for every cause. Knowing there's no justice when it's just us involved. These devils won't be satisfied till they kill us all. And they fear for an uprise to prepare muscle law. While we stand and watch, what are we waiting for? I can hear the spirit stand, it's time to get about this land. Before they decide to exercise the king out for plan. Let's correct that info for those that don't know. They have no use for us if we can't be controlled. Simple minded, still we doing as we told. By going into our homes, they're only locking our doors. Sitting back as we turn on the television, the fullest decision. The revolution won't be televised. Ah! Master house is burning.
So what?
Master house is burning.
So what?
Master house is burning.
We don't need no water, let it burn. Burn.
The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. Roof is on fire.
We don't need no water, let it burn. Burn.
Oh. All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome to another super phenomenal, marvelous, beautiful, and stupendous edition of Sword of Truth's Bible Talk. I am your host this morning, General Shalama, coming to you from the lovely but still chilly school, ISBHPK, located here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on this lovely Monday morning. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting and accompanied by two brothers that are also doing splendidly well this morning, the brother Gabar Kawa.
Shalom. Shalom, Israel.
And also the brother Lakawa Rachak.
Shalom, Israel. How we doing?
And what we want to do is we want to bring you another edition, like I said, it was Sword of Truth's Bible Talk, and we're here to continue to edify and give precepts and knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the Heavenly Father to His people scattered throughout North, Central, and South America of Negro and Indian descent. I'm talking about the lost descendants of the House of Israel. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Is there anything that you guys, brothers, want to add this morning? I want to also do this real quick, guys. I want to apologize. I'm running a tad bit late this morning, and things didn't get kicked off right at 8:30 like they should have, and that is my fault. And I'm dealing with a little bit of a stomach issue this morning. I'm sorry to put my business out there, but that is no excuse to stop the edification that's supposed to be going out to all of God's sheep scattered throughout North, Central, and South America. Anything to add, brothers, real quick, while we finish getting the last of this stuff together?
Not right now. Actually, I want to tell Israel, all Israel, good morning. Everything is going as it should. As far as announcements, I just wanted to remind everyone out there of that we are at the Coronado Mall in Albuquerque, right between the Boba Tea and the H&M. Really, I'm ready. I'm actually ready for some edification, some phenomenal edification this morning. I'm in need of some good eating of the scriptural knowledge today. I believe today the class is going to be false teachers. So we're going to get ready to start here in a few minutes. Well, in a few seconds, actually. Everyone can get their notebook, paper, pens, get ready to take notes. Before we start, probably want to hear from Lakwa. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything that you would like to say to all Israel out there?
Send courage.
Khan, you know what? That reminds me. I think scripture here is needed right here in this spot. It's Joshua. Chapter 1 and verse 5. I got it. Actually, we're going to start at 5. Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 1, starting at verse 5. And it says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, forsake thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage." I'm going to repeat that line again. "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thee, unto their fathers to give them." I'm going to repeat that again. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 6. "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Read that one again. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whither thou goest. Lakua. Mm-hmm. Since you initiated that scripture in my head when you said, be of good courage,
stay encouraged.
Is there anything that you would like to say on that scripture?
I used to think that's a real churchy scripture until you really get into the work. You realize you're in spiritual warfare. Sometimes you get discouraged. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when you give in, sometimes.
Could you speak up just a little bit up?
Sometimes we lose focus we leave our first love and we lose focus on our mission. We get caught up, you know what I'm saying? We get caught up with life. I mean, the old man, with the way of living that you used to, it's always going to try to come back. You know what I'm saying? Try to push death to the old man. Try to just be a better person in general, or keep moving forward in your progression with the Father. Keep going. There's a resistance to that type of action. There's a resistance. So the reason the scripture is even valid, is even written, because the Most High knew our people can be discouraged. You know what I mean? The spiritual warfare is in your mind, man. Spiritual warfare is in your mind. It's a battle for your mind.
Come on.
So, just wanted to encourage Israel. Stay encouraged. But I know that sounds corny, man, but the truth is, man, I really wanted to say, man, keep fighting. You're a good fight, man.
Come on. Yeah, that's why I had to read it. Lately, I've been feeling the battle almost to the point where, you know, sometimes you do get to the point where you feel like you're gonna give up, but that's why these two scriptures are the 6 and 7. Be strong. They both start out the same way. Be strong. Which actually takes me to another scripture. Because I do want to do the best job that I can in helping to prepare all the brothers and sisters of Israel to serve the Most High in the best way that we can. I'm gonna pull another scripture. It's Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha. It's chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And it says, "My son, if thou come to serve the Lord, if thou come to serve the Lord." Ephesians 4 and 1, being the prisoner. That links up together with being worthy of the calling to serve the Lord, to do your job, the vocation. If you come to a job for the Most High in Christ. Prepare thy soul for temptation. Prepare yourself for various tests. I can relate to that, especially hearing from Lakua the statement of being an old man in, you know, in time and thinking about my former life. Sometimes that those familiar things, they do pop up. That's what I think about when I read the part, prepare thy soul for temptation or for the test. Set thy heart aright. Set your mind right. Get in the right frame of mind. Do your best to get into the same frame of mind as the Most High in Christ. For me, it's bottom line is the preparation to prepare for the test that we. To prepare for all the battles that we all have to face, the test that the Most High is going to put us through. It does get hard, but going back to Joshua 1:5, 6, and 7, be strong, send up prayers. I don't want to get too sappy or, as Lakua said, too corny. I do want it to be felt. I want everyone to know that I'm here for the whole battle, and I'm not going to give up, and I'm going to do my best to be a good example by preparing and setting my mind straight.
All right. Did we get to touch on letting everybody know about the class in the beginning? I had to step away to the restroom real quick. I apologize again, everybody.
I did give them the title of today's class.
Okay.
Which is False Teachers.
Yeah. And it is a phenomenal class. I got this class many, many years ago, back when I had first gotten to San Antonio, Texas. And with a lot of people that I've bumped into recently, the question is, the most consistent question I hear is, how do you know who to follow or who to believe in? How do you know if this person is actually about the scriptures or if they're not about the scriptures? And what I love about this class is that it gets straight to the point, lets you know that there are going to be many false teachers out there. And what makes them the false teachers, we're going to find out according to the scriptures. So without further ado, I know we run, like I said, I apologize again, we're running a little late today. We're going to get into this class. We're going to start off in Titus chapter 1 and verse 10. We're going to go to Titus chapter 1 and verse 10.
Titus chapter 1 and verse 10. And it says, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision.
So now what is the scripture right here letting us know? It said there are going to be many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision. that means that there are going to be many people out there that are going to be in this I guess the mode of like I come in the guise or in the spirit of Christ. The scriptures let us know this, that right now there are going to be a lot of people out there that come under the notion that I am a man of God. I'm a teacher of the word. And there's going to be people who are even from what? The circumcision. Those people the message was sent from God too. Read on in verse 11.
Verse 11, whose mouths must be stopped.
Hold on. These people, these unruly, vain talkers and deceivers of those from the circumcision, what?
Whose mouths must be stopped.
There are going to be people that are talking about the truth whose mouths must be stopped. Read.
Who subvert whole houses.
When it talks about subverted whole houses, it's meant to be, they sway God's people. Read on.
Teaching things which they ought not.
And what are these brothers doing? These brothers are teaching things that they're not supposed to teach. Read.
For filthy lucre's sake.
And what are they teaching those things for? Because for them, it's all about the money. Cream. Dollar bills, y'all. There are going to be many unruly brothers, especially in Israel. So now, who am I going to know to follow? We're going to go through the scriptures, and it's going to let us know what men are actually sent from Christ, and what men are actually out for their own best interests and have their own ulterior motives in mind. We can let this go and go to Jeremiah chapter 48 and verse 10.
Jeremiah chapter 48 and verse 10. And it says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully.
Hold up. What is this scripture right here letting me know?
That cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully.
There are going to be men out there. There are going to be unruly brothers, vain talkers, deceivers, who are doing the work of the Heavenly Father. But now, are they doing it according to the law, statutes, and commandments of the Father? Are they doing it as the scriptures say you're supposed to do it? Or how are they doing it?
Deceitfully.
They're doing this work of the God, of the Heavenly Father, deceitfully. Read.
And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood.
Brother, they're only doing the work of the Heavenly Father so they can get what they want out of life. So the scriptures are letting us know that what? There are going to be people in Israel, not just people out there in the world, because what we would like to do is we like to take this and let this be just about the churches that are out there. The scriptures are letting us know that even amongst the men of Israel, the brothers of Israel, there are going to be men who have ulterior motives. They're looking out for their own best interests. The scriptures let us know to what? Be aware.
To prepare.
To prepare yourself. Because now, how am I going to know who is sent truly from the Father and who has their own best interest in heart? The scriptures are going to let us know. You know what I'm saying? Watch this. Go to Jeremiah, same book, but we're going to go to chapter 23.